April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. A. Lynn Bloomer is a Marquette resident, a local poet, and a member of the Marquette Poets Circle.
Where it lies. I lie amongst evergreens, trying to read between the tall pines. I lie amongst evergreens, trying to read between the tall pines. Fine, fine, overindulgence and smear the divide, that heavy black line I lost, I am lost. In this lingering dread moment, it chokes like a eulogy, the mother of a broken yoke, red fire to the evergreens, bows down on the ground. Submissive and stubborn, yet again I lie. I lie amongst my infancy, trying to read between monoliths, ancient, ageless ache fence carved with the marks of questions. These next two poems are companion poems written in the same moment. So the first one is When Swallowing a Friend. Be ready to choke. A friend, a nutrient you can't help but want to chew. I don't like to swallow my food. I wish I could consume less in the world in my lifetime. I wish I could bathe in the flavors, study the palate, the history, watch it transform from one step to the next. You don't always get to do that. I didn't get to do that. Things have to be consumed. Everything comes to an end. Some friends are a dish best served to order, hot and somewhat of a mystery on the impact a combination just had on your senses that one time in that one place, a moment you can't recreate, unforgettable. On Swallowing a Friend. He taught me the facts really are out there. They just take time and effort to find. He taught me even the middle, where the truth is often found, is also up for interpretations. I learned it's just humanity. So many variations exist, who's to say their reality is more valued? I learned we still bicker, even when no one is getting hurt. We bicker over the truth. In the truth, there's no such thing. No absolute truth to living exists, and the rest is history. This next one is about renting for the last 11 years and having roommates and the difference between two-bedroom apartments and group home living, which I prefer. This one's called Decency. A decent home isn't existing inside an inhuman divide simply to compile us for the sake of space and the possibility of a better view. I don't want a 2x4 window to the world. I want a shared living space where at any chance any one out of a multitude of challenges could arise. I want to find what I fight for as well as something new to surrender to. And then this one's about foraging mushrooms, kind of a Halloween poem. Armillaria malaria. Enter the feeding ground, greeting yellow caps. Our host, a meal of honey upon decay. You are many and the same, creep, devouring this serving of the woods. I am here to take a few of your fingers, severed, to my skillet. To my satisfaction. Maiko, come with me. Your table is vast, the day is falling, and we all need to gorge.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Allstrom. Thanks for listening.